Not Just Football with Cam Hayward is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook. You bet, you get with Caesars Rewards. Must be 21 or older.
All right, this next question brought to me by some of my teammates. Kenny and the O-line want to know, is Bosa going to be there week one?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm praying.
All right, Not Just Football starts now, and I'm here with our special guest, one of my former teammates, Pro Bowler, 37 and a half sacks. Man, you were getting up there. You're going into your eighth year now.
No. See, I done grew up since I was a little old pup, man. I can't believe you are.
From South Carolina State, one of my very good friends, Javon Hargrave. Thank you for joining us today, dude.
I'm happy to be here.
Dude, okay, so when we were preparing this, I was thinking about, like, the first time I got to hear about you, or second time, because, you know, they had asked me to look at a couple guys. But when I got to announce your pick when you were drafted, man, it was crazy because, like, Hayden was with me. We were in Chicago.
Wow.
And you know, I'm already nervous. I got to go up there and present this. And I'm like, I better get a name I can, like, say. Because, like, you get some of those names. I'm in trouble. And so I got to announce it. And I got to announce your pick. And I was just, you know, I called you after. But take us through that night for you.
I think it's so funny because as a kid, I grew up as a Steeler fan. So I just remember, you know, the draft process is like a long process. So I just remember seeing all them names going and even like looking at one of my good friends, SD, getting drafted like second round. I'm just thinking like, man, forget the Steelers, forget everybody. Like, I can't believe everybody's sleeping on me. Like, just in my feelings, just mad because I got drafted late third round. So it was like, you know, I'm about to go into that third day. I'm with my family. I'm ready for everybody to get away from me. Like, I'm got my headphones on. We in the bowling alley. I'm not talking to nobody no more. And I just remember seeing that 412 number come pop up on my screen. I just ran out. I just shot outside. And it was Coach T. And I don't think my family didn't know. Well, they knew I was getting drafted, but they didn't know what team. Then I had like a keychain with like the Steelers, and I'm just showing them like, it's the team. And everybody just, you know, everybody screaming, yelling. My people's crying. I'm just yelling at the top of my lungs. Coach T, them can't hear me no more. And man, that became like the worst. It was like kind of like the worst day to like the best day of my life, like all at once. So it was like a so surreal moment. Like, I think I tell everybody, man, like that feeling of getting drafted is just like it's one of the best feelings you ever gonna feel in your life. So
yeah,
that was a great feeling for me.
Oh man, it's funny you bring that up. You're funny you bring up Sean Davis, and this is how bad the NFL is. So like that year, I was up for Walter Payton Man of the Year, and they gave me this picture. But look who they said I announced. Look at
that. Said Sean Davis.
I didn't even get the card right that I announced.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. That's funny.
Yeah, this right just there. Remains in the corner. I'm not even putting this up because I'm like, I didn't even announce this damn pick.
That's funny, boy. I gave SD. I told SD about the story, too, because I was just talking joke about him. Like, man, they took a safety off of me. Like, it's so funny that became my roommate and one of my coaches. I'm like, dang, it's just crazy how the NFL works.
Well, like you say that, like Connor, my little brother, he kind of went through it too. He said he was looking at the screen and other people were getting drafted. And he was like, man, that tight end went over me. How they went to? And he's going back and forth between rooms. And I'm like, bro, just chill out. It's going to happen. And like, he just kept ignoring me. He was so mad that like this tight end was going. He was like, that dude is trash. How is he going?
That's all you do though. Like, man, it's like I seen a kicker. They drafted kickers. I was like, there's no way a kicker just went over me in the NFL draft. So yeah, that was a bad time. That's the first day I never That's the first day I never ate any food. Like, I ain't eat one time that day. Like, the whole time, I didn't even think about it until, like, the next day, but I was sick to my stomach that day. Like, yeah, I definitely don't want to do that no more, though. But okay. It turned out great.
Okay. And I know you might get a little pissed off with this, but I got to bring it up because I think it is not right. We got to talk about you getting snubbed from the Pro Bowl, because I was kind of ticked off that you didn't make the Pro Bowl. You ended up with 11 sacks last year, and there were two guys, one who didn't finish the year, who made the Pro Bowl, and then another guy who had 7 sacks. I just didn't feel it was right to see what you had did this year. You guys went to the Super Bowl, and you were a big reason because of it. I just didn't like that you didn't get chosen for your first, or this would be your second Pro Bowl, right?
Yeah, it would have been my second. It's just like, I remember, it's crazy you say that. I remember the time when you got snubbed, like when you had the 12 sack year. Like, you was just saying that, like, that's how I kind of felt. Like, I was just so hurt. Like, just like, I just couldn't believe it. Like, you know, you wanted to be happy for your teammates, but I was just so hurt for like a couple of weeks. Like, I can't believe, because I just know, like, I don't know if it's because I got this little quiet demeanor or I just don't be saying much, but it's just like, I know if anybody did what I did last year on a winning team, they would have been boosted up so crazy. Like, just like, yeah. That'd be in my head. Like, I know they would have boosted them up like they was Defensive Player of the Year if they had the stats that I had last year. So it definitely was hard. I still be thinking about it, mad, because I be, you know, it just feel like they jipped me from my...
You were leading in Pro Bowl votes. That's for the fan. You were number one. I'm like, how the hell does this even happen?
Now, this like the first year, like I was just like, I thought I had it in the bag easy.
Well, I remember texting you. I'm like, I got like 5 sacks right now. I'm like Hargrave's got all these sacks. I'm like, bro, you about to go. Just don't even worry about it.
That's what everybody else said. And I'll be trying to tell like my agent and him, like, it's in the bag for you. I'm just like, I got a feeling. Like, I'll be having a feeling. I'm like, man, I know they can't do no dumb stuff this year. But man, when that thing came out, I was just like, I was sick. Because you know, the year before, they say, you need a year. What's the rule? You get a year.
You don't get it the year you earned it. You don't get it the year you earned it.
Then they put you in the next year. So I'm like, all right, I made it. So I should be good now. Like, I should be great. Man, I was sick. And I just want to see who, like, I wish they could show who voted.
At least, bro, the Hargrave. Like, I remember the year I had 12 sacks. And I remember going in the meeting and, like, Mike T being like, here are the guys going to the Pro Bowl. And he was like, if you didn't make it, it doesn't matter. And I'm here for people like
I'm not feeling this at all. That's Coach T for you right there. Yeah. Like, it's hard. Yeah, that's what I said. It was just so hard. Like, because you know, everybody hitting you just like, you should have made it, but just still, bro, I was just.
It doesn't help.
I was so sad.
It doesn't help.
I went home so Javon. Sad that day.
Being in the NFC, does it kind of feel like you're already playing for second place with how high everyone puts Aaron Donald up?
Oh, for sure. You like, but AD, like, you can take AD. You give AD, AD. AD is AD. So it's like, I knew AD was going to be in the studio. You just look at the other two, like, okay, who else doing something? I expected AD to be in there.
He only played 11 games, though.
He was hurt.
Yeah, I mean,
AD wouldn't even put himself in.
Availability is your best ability.
Once you get a reputation in the league, you can get a few years. You can just play around a couple years.
I ain't doing that. Shoot, I got to play every damn game.
Yeah, yours different. They gonna make you work for yours. they ain't gonna make you work, but once you get like a, you know, AD. TJs, the Pat Mahomes, like, they just don't put them in. they just get in it. Like, so I wasn't tripping on AD, but I was definitely mad though. Still, I couldn't believe it. Like,
hurt. We all mad for you, bro. We all mad. Yeah. I totally agree with you, bro.
I was hurt. I still be hurt.
Hey, you got some things to soften the blow, though. You signed a nice little deal, mm-hmm. and it ain't little.
That's what I said. That's what I told my agent. Like, well, I guess they do respect me a little bit in the league. the right people respect me in the league. So
yeah,
I'm kind of happy. I'd rather not saying I do want the Pro Bowl, but I'd rather have that than that. So.
Okay.
That makes sense. I do want that.
All right. So you brought up the NFC. We talked about the NFC a little bit. But this week is the last week before the NFL season starts. And what do you know? The Steelers get to open up with the 49ers.
I don't know.
What you think about this week? What's your thoughts
on the game? I said, well, God is good. Like, I'm coming back to Pittsburgh for the first game. Like,
yeah, you know,
this, like, I count this. I don't really count the COVID year because it wasn't no fans when I came back. It's like, yeah, this like the real, like, I'm coming home, you know, where I first started. Like, I get to see y'all do the Renegades. I ain't see the Renegades in a while. Like, I'm excited to play in front, like, to play in Pittsburgh for my first game. Like, yeah, this okay. the first one back in the city, so yeah, I ain't gonna say how I'm excited until the game over. But I am excited to come home and just play in Pittsburgh. It's like the perfect thing for me.
I love that you still consider it home. That's what's
up. I caught that too.
So I was like, You know, that's where I started. That's like the little, I came in the lead there. So I do. I know that is home for me.
Don't be surprised if they boo you now.
I'm not surprised.
They boo James Harrison.
I don't know if I get booed in Pittsburgh, though.
They boo everybody if you're not with the Steelers.
Oh, yeah, that's different. See, I know I'm going to get booed in Philly. For sure, like, all right, no question. In Pittsburgh, I was like, they might, some fans might still show me a little love there.
Yeah,
screaming my name.
So, what do the 49ers have to do to get the win?
You don't ask me that. We gotta dominate the trenches, man. Y'all got a good offensive line. Y'all got a good defensive line, and I feel like we got a good offensive line and defensive line. So. Like everybody say, it starts in the trenches. So I think whoever wins the trenches is going to win the game.
Yeah.
And y'all do got some good wide receivers too. We do too. So it's going to come up to other things too. But I think the trenches is the key to the game though.
Javon, how different is Kenny this year compared to last year when you played him as a rookie, do you think?
I don't know. I think that's still to be determined. He looked good in the preseason. Though you could tell he done matured a lot in the preseason and more confident and like throwing the ball, throwing it deep to them guys, letting them playmakers make plays. You can tell he got real comfortable, but hopefully he ain't too comfortable.
It ain't going to be like the Eagles game. Let's say that right now.
Last year was ugly, Cab. I can't lie. I mean, he has bragging rights on you. Last year might be the worst game you've ever played in.
Yeah, we won it. I beat y'all once. I beat y'all once. So this the little tiebreaker. Something gone. So.
You know what was bad about that game? The fact that like I think did you get two sacks in the first half?
Nah, I got two. It wasn't two. It was one in the first half though.
I thought it was two. I was like, damn.
And he got off by his hand to save from getting two sacks in the first half, though.
And I remember the sack at the end of the first half, and I remember being like, man, y'all just gonna let him do that? Like, I was so annoyed.
Hey, I was looking at y'all sideline trying to get y'all attention a little bit.
I'm not looking at you.
I was trying to find you with Coach T. Like, steer over there. Yeah, I definitely did. But, nah, it was... I only had one. It was a good sack though. The end of half. I couldn't believe y'all threw the ball before the half. I'm like, yes. Like, thank you. I needed that.
Yeah, you did. I do remember when we when Philly came to here and you had gotten a sack. Cause you're like one of the only few that's gotten a sack on Ben and Kenny, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many times, like, we've gone against Ben all these years in practice. You had to be licking your chops when you got
that chance. Was so fun. That was fun. You know, you can't touch Ben. You can't even get close to Ben. I remember when I first got to Pittsburgh, and, you know, it was like the rookie minicamp, and I had hit the quarterback, and Coach T come and put on an example talking about if this was Ben, you know, he put you on the team board. He said, yeah. If this was Ben, they would have called you a bust because you would have been going back home if you would have touched Ben like this. So it was just so I was so happy when I found I sat Ben, like, coming back to Pittsburgh and sacking Ben. Like, yeah, that was dope. That was a good that was real good. And yeah. Ben just sitting there just happy I ain't really hit him. Just like, hey, appreciate it. I said, you good.
I feel like all the defenders in practice are like, man, if I was on a different team, I would love the chance to sack Ben.
You know, that's all we think about. Like,
man. Yeah, we just crazy like that.
Yeah, like, you know, all we think about, boy, we played against y'all. We'll kill y'all. So yeah.
And you got to live out the dream. You got to live out the dream.
Boy, and that's why I went over there, and then I flexed my muscles over there at Coach T. Now, I should have got a flag. But that's what Danny Smith was sitting there talking so much junk to me.
Coach T. Danny's always talking junk.
But yeah, that was one of my best sacks. But it was only a half. Fletch kind of stole and jumped in on it too, but it should have been a full though.
Wow, Fletch. Fletch is always trying to steal your sacks. Is that what you tell me?
I mean, you know, everybody do too though. You know,
TJ's the worst. Bro, you could be fully wrapped up with a sack, and TJ's coming out of nowhere trying to punch at the ball. And I'm like, bro, what are you doing? He's like, if I knock out the ball, I get the sack. And I'm like,
I think you had a couple. I think it's either Buffalo or Cincy last year. And I see TJ just come and just jump out of nowhere. Then you know he's going to run and kick his leg up like he got whole sack. So yeah,
this is for all our viewers. The sack goes to whoever celebrates.
Oh, is that how it works? Is that how it works?
You always have to make sure you celebrate.
I learned early, so that's when I, like, if it's a half a sack, I'm running. I'm the first person running.
So you're not celebrating just to celebrate. You're celebrating to get the sack.
You gotta convince the people. You gotta
convince Elias, because everybody is going to make sure they send in their report of how the sack played out. And then Elias makes the final call.
Because once Elias, boy, yeah, he hold a lot of power. I done turned in so many sacks, and he denied, like, everyone but, like,
wait,
one.
Did you turn in my sacks?
Of course. Kim, I swear, I still look at when they say 37 and a half. I'm like, Kim really took that half a sack from me in Denver.
You didn't even touch
the quarterback.
You bull rushed
him to the quarterback, and I clipped him.
What? That was the Denver game.
Remember when you
were being mad about it, and they were like, you got half a sack. I was like, I ain't going to argue.
I know. You was like, ooh, well, thank you. Because I had the same thing. I think it was I turned in a sack, like, because I, like, tripped him off of somebody. They said, you got to touch the quarterback. I'm like, so what's the rules? Like, what's the rules on how you get the sack?
It all depends.
But I do remember that. I look at yours. I'm telling you, I look at it every day like, Cam really took that half a sack from me, and they let him take it.
Wow.
You did, though. You know, I gave you a little layup. That was a little layup. Like, you ain't even know.
He still thinks about it, Cam. He still thinks about it, clearly.
Hey, man.
Cam, no.
The ones I've stole, I've gotten more stolen from me. So it is what it is.
Yeah, it's part of it, though. It is, though. Yeah, it's part of it. That's why I say Elias hold a lot of keys. He hurt a lot of people.
Yes. Is there anything you miss about being with the Steelers?
I think the funny thing is our walking football days. Like,
walking football days.
Yeah, walking football. Like, that was, like, some of the best times. What was it? Me and you versus TJ and Bud. Like,
TJ, Bud, yeah. Chick. Then we would be me, you, and
Tuitt. Yeah.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Man, that used to be some of the funnest times when we used to play walking football. What was it, like, every was it, Wednesday or Thursday?
It was a 20-yard span. You had to get to the – or was it – no, it was 20 yards, right?
Yeah, it was like 20. But then we play like – when we play like – when it like every like – was it Thursday before practice or Wednesday?
We play every Friday before practice because that was
our Friday.
And then in the preseason, it took on a life of its own. Like
what? Remember, we used to literally run out there.
Oh my gosh!
It got to the point that like I think Coach T them started watching us. Like we was really competing in that walking football.
Well, then like you think everybody can throw like a good pass, and some of our teammates back then were trash at throwing.
Who was they? We had Tyson. Tyson, the last quarterback.
We had Tyson, and I think they let Chick throw.
That's what it was.
Oh man, those were some rough throws.
And that was something. I think that's like the low key, like that little thing I missed. Like, cause that was like some, we was just talking so much junk. It's just. TJ catch a pass and think he just all world at wide receiver. So Bud was like the worst person out there. Then we used to like double TJ, leave Bud wide open. Yeah, that was like my one of my top moments in Pittsburgh.
Oh,
and wow. and I say the Coach T speeches before the game, like the night before the game speeches with Coach T was top.
What was your favorite speech?
What is it like? It was the. I think he said, "If you it'd be like a big game. I can't remember what it is."
Oh,
exactly.
You want me to tell you what it is?
Which one? Like if you,
Everybody talks about the A player speech.
Man, that's exactly what it is.
It's always those big games, and Mike T goes. He's like, you know, if you're an A player, you play like an A player. If you think you're an A player, you play like an A player. And if you a B player, don't come out.
literally go to the room like, oh yeah, I gotta show up tomorrow. Like it's he was telling like it felt like he was talking to you.
Yeah.
Like, everybody thought they was an A player, so it was just kind of like, yeah, that was definitely my top one with Coach T. Like, cause it definitely had me like wasn't that like the night before the game, like type speech, like so I was going to bed like, yeah, I gotta show up more, like I gotta have a game, like yeah. And coaches, I learned everybody don't give that little, you know, little motivation, you know, like not trying to throw no shade to nobody, but everybody ain't got that where they can have everybody feeling that type of way before a game.
Tickets to the game, merch, meals at iconic restaurants, stays at Caesars Palace. All this can be yours when you bet with Caesars Sportsbook. Win or lose, every bet earns reward credits, which you can redeem across the empire. Now, if you haven't started yet, register using code OMAHAFULL and then place your first bet. Up to $1,250. If you win, great. You keep those winnings. But if you lose, you'll get your stake back as a bonus bet.
21 and over only. Offer must be valid, must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming only. New users and first $10 wage only. Must register with eligible promo code. Bet amount or qualifying wager return only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bonus bet, $1,250. Bonus bet expires 14 days after receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. No one to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with the Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed to the Horseshoe Bossier City and Harrah's, New Orleans. Massachusetts, if you or a loved one is experiencing problems with gambling, please call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org for 24/7 support. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harrah's Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537. Or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Well, then let's move to the Eagles, since you want to go there. Was the field really wet when you went to the Super Bowl?
Man, bro, that was the worst field ever. I hate to talk about it because they be feeling like we're making excuses. But it's like when we was doing warm-ups, like literally get-offs, I slipped like twice. Like just warming up, like doing get-offs. The grass was coming up like on the cleat, like the grass was moving. So it's like then I never switched cleats at halftime. I'm switching to the studs, I never wore, and I'm still slipping in my cleats. I said, man, they swear they paid billions of dollars for the field, but boy, that was the worst field I ever played on. Like,
wow.
Yeah, I can't believe they did us like that, though. But that ain't the reason we lost a little bit. Just a little. It's a little percentage, though. It's a little percentage, but that was a bad feel, though.
Take us through your thoughts during the Super Bowl, because you guys started off dumb hot.
Mm-hmm. Man, my thoughts, it was like, you know, we about to go into halftime. Patrick Mahomes get hit. He started screaming, because you know he was dealing with the ankle. So in my head, I'm like, this is over. I hate to say it, but you know, in my head, I'm like, if Patrick Mahomes can't run, we about to go get Patrick Mahomes. Like, woo, it's over with now. Like, thank you. Like, we about to go win this. Man, he come out the first drive and just cook us. Like, ain't nothing wrong with him. So when I seen the quarterback thing come out, I'm just like, this probably was part of
script. That was part of the script, huh?
This is part of the script. Like, you know, like the Paul Pierce, what we call it, the Paul Pierce.
He wasn't on a stretcher, though. They had Paul Pierce looking like he wasn't good.
He was screaming on the field like it was over. So I'm thinking, I'm like, either he about to be limping, or I'm like, who the backup quarterback?
It's Chad Heady. You didn't think Chad Heady could win? Come on.
I said, oh, I'm about to win the Super Bowl. Boy, Patrick Mahomes came out there and cooked us. Boy, I was so mad, bro. I was so mad and so hurt after that game, man. That changed so quick. Taught me everything I need to know about the NFL. Boy. Don't lose focus.
What made the Eagles D-line so special last season?
I think we really all complimented each other. But I will say, not even us. It was like you know that moment, when we got Joe Hayden, dang, we got Joe. We about to have time. We about to eat now. I think that's how it was for us when we got James Bradbury and CJ Gardner. And then we already had Slay. Mm-hmm. I think them boys just making the quarterback trying to pack the ball sometimes just gave us time to rush. Because I always thought we was real good, even the year before. But then we added Hassan and we added Bradbury. It was like it just clicked. I think it just all worked in one. Our DBs being able to, you know, just stop the first read and giving us time to go get the quarterback. It just happened so great for us.
How many guys did you guys have that had double digit sacks?
We had four. Mm-hmm. We had me, BG, Hassan, Sweat. And you had Fletch still had seven, so it's seven sacks still. That's ball, man.
Yeah.
We was eating. That was a great time. It's like every week it'd be somebody different. I got two. Science got two. BG just had three. Then Sweat get two. And then Fletch get one. That was fun to watch and fun to be a part of, though.
What's one thing you miss about Philly?
You feel? I think it's Philly. Honestly, they believe in sports science, so you know we I hate to say it, but we didn't put the pads on a lot in training camp or on Wednesdays. like later in the season. I know I ain't even get to that yet, but I know I'm gonna miss. Like, we used to have the walkthroughs on Wednesdays, like in practice Thursdays.
Wait, and just a walkthrough?
Yeah, after like week 10, you know, keep everybody fresh. Like,
Cam's hoping the Steelers front office is watching this. Hey, he's hoping. Yeah.
Awesome. Bro, what?
Yeah,
that walkthroughs on Wednesdays.
Walkthroughs on Wednesdays, Cam.
And it wasn't a short week.
No.
Oh, like after week 10,
after week 10, it was like, that was like the, you know, they big on sports science, and I agree. Like, they need to be the new wave in the NFL.
I can play to 140 playing there. Shoot. Hey,
that's what everybody's saying. Like, ooh, if this is the NFL, I'm gonna last forever. So that was like, you know, they just, I think that's why we were so fresh too, at the same time, just being able to, you know, about time game time come, I'm back juiced up. Like, we running. We ready to go now. So yeah, that I'm definitely gonna miss that around my I know. Okay. I'm about to be banging. I know that's just that ain't many places in the NFL, but
not at all. Not at all. That. Okay. And then, you know, I want to talk about the Hargrave sweepstakes, because it's going to lead me to the 49ers. But how was it being a free agent and being courted so highly by so many different teams? And who was out there?
Bro, it was like, you know, I went through free agency when I went to Philly. So I'm thinking I know what's going on, but I guess since this year, I'm like the top free agent. Like, nobody ever like called my phone like when I was going to Philly, like to recruit me, like to tell me to come places. So I'm like getting calls from like players, just like, you know, like just, you know, you can kind of tell like, oh, like, oh, y'all want me over here? Like, so I'm getting calls from even like from Trent and like George Kittle, like day of free agency, just talking to me like, you would love it over here, like you would love to be over here. Then I get calls from like, yeah, I know y'all hate this one, but like the Nick Chubbs and like Deshaun.
You ain't going to Cleveland.
That was never gonna happen. Never. You would have been booed in Pittsburgh. You would have been.
Booed you would have booed.
Yeah, I think, and it's funny because I think it was the being a Pittsburgh fan back in the day. That's what I thought. Like,
click.
I said I can't be hated like that. So, but it was like, bro, it was so dope because then you hear about like the money, like everybody, like there's everybody talking. Good money. Like, I didn't know. It's so funny. I told somebody the other day, I didn't even know I was about to get paid leaving Pittsburgh until we in the defensive meeting. And TJ, remember TJ and Bud, we sitting in the meeting. TJ and Bud, and I looked on Sports Track.
Or Spot Track.
Yeah, Spot Track. He's still looking at 14. That. Hey, you about to make $14 million. I said, what? Let me see that. Hey, I swear. I said, hold on. They said I'm going to make how much? And after that, I was like, I'm about to get paid. But like leaving Philly, like I knew what was going on. Like, I knew I was about to get a bag. Like, after the Super Bowl, I was hurt, but I was like, ooh, like, you know, like, ooh, where I'm about to go now. Like, what's about to happen now? So it was definitely a great experience, like getting recruited by players and talking to coaches about, you know, telling me what I can do for their team. And you know, Seth, I feel like San Fran was like the best choice for me, though.
It was San Fran, Cleveland. Was there anybody else?
Of course, Philly. But yeah, once, you know, they like, we ain't paying you this.
Right. We're just going to excuse ourselves from the table.
We love you. We wish you well. But bye. So it really came down to San Fran and Cleveland. That was like my top two choices. And it's like weird. It's like, you know, you gotta make a decision like that. Like, you got two teams calling. It's like, I'm getting a massage at the time. Like, I heart pounded. I don't know. I don't want to make the wrong choice. Then I just, I think
there's not a wrong choice to make. Yeah, you know what you're
wrong. Like, no. You want to, like, you're going to get paid, but you want to be in a great situation.
But you weren't going to Cleveland. Let's go ahead and deny that.
Yeah, I was a little scared. No hate to Cleveland. I was a little scared. They got a great thing going. But yeah, I just, San Fran, it just felt like, you know, they got a real talented team. And you just be a talented defensive line and being around, you know, coming from Pittsburgh, leaving Philly, it's just like, I just want to get the similar atmosphere. So I feel like San Fran was one of the, my top choice.
All right, this next question was brought to me by some of my teammates. Kenny and the O line want to know: is Bosa going to be there week one?
Boy, I don't know. I'm praying.
That doesn't seem too encouraging, though, Ken. I don't think he's very confident in that.
I'm still looking like y'all looking every day, just hoping I see the thing, you know. But I don't know. I hope so, boy. We got a great team, but I just know that, you know, we need our top dog there. We need our big dog there. So I hope.
Have you had time to really work out with him or, you know, pick his brain at all?
I did a little bit of, mini camp, but he haven't really been here, so I didn't get to talk to him like I want to talk to him yet. But definitely look forward to talking to him, just, you know, see his little routine, what he go through, and why he is what he is. So I'm excited to play with him.
Yeah.
Hopefully next week. We good.
I mean, a couple weeks. We can hold on.
We need that game one. Yeah. I already know what Coach. I know what y'all gonna try to be on. So we need all our stuff.
All right. So now I'm gonna bring it up. I'm gonna talk through. I'm gonna name some guys, and I just want to get your feelings about each of them. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right. Jason Kelce.
Man, Kelce, very, very football savvy. You know, like, it's so crazy. I hate to keep telling a story. But I remember I used to play with Coach Mitch. We used to have to play front side A gap, like at nose. And I thought I was doing so great until we played Kelce and I'm playing his own team. And he reached me every time. And, like, they was gaining, like, 15 yards a pop. And I'm just in there. You know, this is like my second game of the season. I'm like, I don't know if I can play in the league. Like, I just started having these little doubts because Kelce was killing me. And then when I got to Philly and realized, like, he would be a great coach one day. Because, I don't know if y'all, we play Philly this year. If y'all playing Philly, boy, whatever y'all doing, it's just, like, you got to be real strategic. Like, because he going to know when y'all running games or he going to know what blitz coming. Like, He a real good dude on stuff like that. So very smart.
TJ Watt.
TJ, I caught the young TJ. So I feel like the young TJ. Our young TJ, you know, me and TJ, like, we always sitting in the plane talking about how we gonna get paid or how we can get better. But yeah, TJ my guy, man. I love looking at TJ from a distance. Just seeing how much he done grown to when he first came in, you know, we just saying that thing, they just drafted him because his brother. they just drafted him because JJ his brother. Then, too, like, you know, seeing him, like, I think the first time we put on pads, just seeing him start snatching people and going around people, like, oh, yeah, this a dude. Like, this going to be a guy one day. So, I just, you know, yeah, that's my guy. Just respect his game.
Fletcher Cox.
Fletch, playing with Fletch, And like football wise, Fletch and you is like similar because y'all, I think I learned the most from y'all too. Just the way y'all go about it. You ain't never tell me like how you used to do the, like, you know, when you the center slide and you always went at the center. I never knew what you were doing, but I think when I got to Philly, Fletch kind of like started teaching me some things. Like,
wait, what was I doing? I want to see if you know.
Man, you knew when I know now when they call in. I don't even want to give it away because hopefully y'all offensive line. But you know when they call in the slide, you attacking the center, like you giving the shape board to the center. You got so many sacks off of that. Yeah. I never knew why you was doing it, but when I got older And I done got to Philly. That's when I learned, like, oh, so this is what Cam was doing.
Cam, what kind of mentor are you to not share that information with your young guy that you announced on draft night?
Hey, man, you got to learn these things over time. You can't give them all the information. They got to learn it for themselves.
Cam was killing people. Like, I'm like, why are you going at the center? Like, but yeah, later I learned what you.
Plus, they're usually the lightest ones too. Let's be honest.
Nah, it didn't even cost the matchup. I think you had a crazy one against Atlanta or somebody. Like, but like I said, Fletch, a great dude, bro. Like he really know football. Like he one of the ones like Kelsey on the defensive side. Like anytime people were trying to quick count us and stuff like that, he know when the quick count coming, like undefeated, or he know when the trap coming. Like, he don't get trapped at all. So, he one of them dudes, like, if you on the field with, like, you going to know so much what's about to happen. So, yeah, Fletch a good dude.
Eric Armstead.
Eric, I'm still learning Eric, but Eric a good, he the same way. It's crazy, I'm saying, he just like Fletch them. Like, he very information. Like, he tells me what kind of runs y'all like right now, or, like, what y'all trying to do on certain plays. Like, Eric, very talented defensive player. And, just a kind of quiet demeanor, too. Like, very quiet, but they're very, very great against the run in the pass. So, he's a great player, too.
Last one, Joe Thomas.
You said Joe Thomas. Boy, shut up. Were y'all still using that joke? Hey, I'm sitting here thinking, like, who in the league named Joe Thomas? Boy.
Joe Thomas, South Carolina State.
Run it back. Yeah, run it back.
TJ, I think TJ sent me something last year. That, like, I'm like, bro, like, y'all still joking about that, bro.
It's not even really a joke, but being 55 years old and playing football.
We just making history, man. He gained some yards, though.
He did. We watched his carry.
About 5 yards.
Man, he took a shot, too. I don't know how he got up at 55.
I don't know either, boy. Yeah, I ain't playing that long.
You told me about him, and then you were like, man, he would just be in the cold tub right after practice.
Bruh, he didn't play when I was there, but he was trying to play. That's why I was, I'm like, eh.
But everybody,
every time I tell somebody what school I went to, that's the first thing they bring up.
I'll say this on South Carolina State. Y'all have 4 NFL players right now, right?
Yeah, come on now. Yeah.
Y'all are coming on.
We got some talent in the league. I think it's more than that, for real.
More now?
Well, I can't think. But yeah, I think we got more than that, for real.
How did you get your name, nickname Gravedigger?
I think when I went to school, it started in South Carolina State, but it was my defense coordinator. And I don't know. I think I was just out there my freshman year. I was just out there killing folks, and you know they took the hard grade, just grade, and added the digger, and then everybody at my school, like, that's how everybody called me. Like, they didn't even know my name was Hargrave or Jamon. They didn't know my name. They just started calling me Grave Digger, like that was my name. And I think it just, you know, at the time, Instagram wasn't popping, but I put it as my Instagram name at the time. And ta-da, now it's clicking in the league. Just, you know, it sounds good.
Now you got a little dance with it, too? You just digging graves now?
Nah, I'm kicking down doors now, you know.
You stole the creek kicking down the doors.
I ain't steal that, though.
I told you about that years ago, and then you just took off with it.
I don't remember that one, Cam. I don't remember the kicking down door.
I will say the coldest celebration you ever had. Do you know what it is?
Well, let's spend some time.
Yes. explain that story.
I think Coach Mitch was great. Yeah, that was my dog. I wish I would call Coach Mitch when I got older, because I called Coach Mitch as a young, you know, first or second year, so he was on my head. So I think every time I do something wrong, he used to, like, had a laser, like, you need to spend some time with it. Like, so I think the first sack I got in the NFL, I just got on my knee and started doing a little spend some time. I was looking at him. I looked at him and did it. And that was my little thing. I did it every time. But, you know, I had to upgrade a little bit because ain't nobody know what I was doing. People thought I was rolling down the window.
Now they are. You got to bring it back. Don't be doing it versus us now.
We ain't gonna do it. I might do that. Would be a good one with y'all though.
Nah, we good. You don't
y'all
need to
would
do
know.
It.
So it would be funny to do it against y'all because y'all would know. So
you good? You don't need to do that.
I might do that with Dunbar when I see Dunbar over there and get a good. I'm definitely looking over there at him.
All right, I want to take us to our Not Just Football segment. And I know you like to watch TV. One of your favorite shows, you actually introduced me to it, Walking Dead.
It's crazy because I love Walking Dead. I used to love Walking Dead.
Yes.
But when Rick went off the show, I kind of like, and then the son died. I was like, I can't watch this no more.
But then I put you on Game of Thrones, so
that's top. That's top, though. That is because I used to. I remember you was watching. Y'all used to watch that like during the NBA finals, and I'm like, bro, who watching Game of Thrones over the NBA playoffs? But boy, when I started, yeah, that's one of my top three. That's top three shows ever.
And then I got to bring up your favorite documentary because I feel like every time I talk to you, you're like, oh, I'm rewatching it again. What are you watching?
Was the Michael Jordan one?
Yep, The Last Dance.
Yes, I watched that. I'm still watching that.
Why?
Because it's so inspirational, bro. It's like you know, like the way we play. Like, well, I have a bad practice or something. I go look like Michael Jordan had bad games, and it's like you can take so much from it. Like, just like when he had his bad games, how everybody was talking junk about him. You know how this works. Like, you know. You do the same thing, you know, like you just hear all the talk junk and it's just seeing somebody be able to use that. And like, I feel like that's a way to, you know, I just look at him like how you say he took everything personal, like most of us do. I just learn things that he did to help his game out. And like when I'm having bad games or bad practices or trying to find some motivation, what's my episode? I think it's episode 6 when he was sitting in the locker, and his old teammate was sitting there talking junk because they just beat him and the media was talking junk and he just swinging that baseball bat. Like, y'all don't want Michael Jordan. No, that's like my favorite. That's my go-to with MJ is like, I think it's episode 6 or 7. But that's like my go-to moment of like hearing all the doubt or they might not can do it this year. That's my go-to. And they just turn me up.
I like that. All right. And then I'm going to end with this. Your favorite sack or play in your career so far?
Is it my sack? The Kenny Pickett sack fumble with the end of the game. Oh, that was the greatest moment.
that was the greatest moment.
That's only because he's talking to you, Cam.
Right now in my career, like old team, like I'm going against my dog. You know, like I'm going against my old team, and I got a chance to sack the quarterback and get up from. Then I'm seeing Coach T on the sideline, like, nah, he threw it. So I just love that one. Like that was one of my best ones. And then I waited to like we recover. They over there trying to crib the ball. I'm just looking like, all right, go down so I can celebrate. Like, because if they would have scored the touchdown, we would have scored the touchdown off the fumble.
Yeah.
Oh, run down. I'm like, go down, so I could hit my little thing at the midfield line. They look over there to the sideline. I ain't gonna talk too much junk because we play y'all this week.
Yeah.
I ain't got time for this to backfire, so I ain't gonna say nothing else. But that was top moment for real.
Well, Javon Hargrave, I want to say thank you for coming on. You have been a great guest. You know, you talked a whole bunch of mess. I'm going to make sure to share this with all my teammates right now.
Tell Coach T, man, tell me what he's putting on that, what he's saying about the kid on the team meeting on, what is it, Monday or Wednesday?
Yeah, it'll be on Wednesday.
What is it? Nameless gray faces this week.
You're a nameless gray face this week. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, let me know what he says so I can prepare.
I'll tell you after the game.
All right.
Well, I want to say thank you so much for coming on, brother. You've been a heck of a teammate, a great interview, and I'm really lucky to call you a friend, dude.
Appreciate already, you. Bro. I'm glad y'all had me, man. I enjoyed myself.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.